L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, July 23rd, episode 169 of the Betting Above the Rim podcast. And let's get started with our tip-off topics with Marcus Smart finds a new home. The veteran guard Marcus Smart, after being waived and clearing waivers from the Washington Wizards, signed a two-year, $11 million deal to head west to go play for the Los Angeles Lakers. And it's an interesting time for the former 2022 Defensive Player of the Year as he found a new home in which he was looking for playing time on a team that's a championship contender. There was thoughts that New York Knicks, who had room for one other vet minimum, was looking at Marcus Smart, but he looked at the roster in New York and there was not the playing time he desired, particularly the fact of having guys like Deuce McBride and obviously Jordan Clarkson in that second group. So why LA? And what does that mean for the Lakers? Well, Marcus Smart's not a two guard, and the point guard, backup point guard, is going to be Gabe Vincent. So what does that mean about Marcus Smart? It's more about what they don't think about Dalton Knecht. A Dalton Knecht that had, at times, a big first half of the season, then was in the trade for Mark Williams that went south, and seemingly has not found his jump shot since. And this is a Dalton Knecht that I was very high on coming out of the University of Tennessee as a shot maker. Now, Marcus Smart's a completely different player than Dalton Knecht. I mean, let's be honest. Dalton Knecht is a straight shooter. Marcus Smart is a streak shooter, but he's a better defender and leader. But it makes you wonder, with Dalton Knecht and with Bronny James, the Lakers seem to be going all in and could be sacrificing minutes for players like Bronny James and Marcus Smart. Speaking of summer league and Dalton Knecht not playing well, who did play well is Flip. Kyle Filipowski was named MVP of the NBA 2K Summer League for the Utah Jazz after scoring 29.3 points, 7.7 rebounds, and 2.3 assists. Now, what's really amazing, folks, about when you look at the NBA Summer League is how guys progress from year one to year two, right? It's almost like the game slows down. So Flip had himself, you know, a fantastic summer league. Got to remember, Kyle Filipowski was a guy that fell in the 2024 draft. It could have been because of the thoughts of a relationship with his girlfriend, whatever. But now he's in Utah. So how does this benefit Flip? Well, it really doesn't. Why? They got rid of John Collins. I got you. They want to plug Ace Bailey at three. I got you. But there's another guy named Lauri Markkanen on the roster who is the best player for Utah. So now it becomes an interesting point where Flip is Flip kind of leads that second unit. You know, a second unit has Jackson Hayes. No, it's the Lakers. That has like Taylor Hendricks and others. So to me, you know, are we to get a lot out of Flip this year? It's going to be really dependent on what Utah does. Watch Utah this year, folks. They're going to be bad. We'll talk about win totals next broadcast in the Western Conference. But you got to look at that team and look at still Walker Kessler and Lauri Markkanen. Do those guys get moved? For let's be honest, I don't care what Danny Ainge said about a rebuild. They're moving everyone. Let's switch gears to the WNBA. where Double J came back last night. And I've been telling you what this kid brings to the table. 6'6", stretch 5 out of GW. Well, Double J was all up in that bag last night, scoring 18 points, 9 rebounds, just missing a double-double. Not 2 assists, and I do believe 3 bombs from the 3-point line. They got Leon Fibich back. You got to remember, Jonquil missed 9 games. The Liberty were undefeated when she got hurt in that first time, and then they started losing when she was out for those games. I've said this. I need people to understand this because I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the women's game. She is the most indispensable part of that Liberty team. I didn't say the best. That's Stewie. I didn't say that's the most dynamic. That's Sabrina. But the one that holds together is Jonquil, because she can score inside out. She can shoot 3 outs, like I said. She's a rugged rebounder. She's a load to deal with, because if she posts up at 6'6", she's going to have the height advantage, which forces you to help, which opens up shots for other players. Like I talked about in the Sky Report yesterday, Leona Fibich. Look at someone like her, because now you have to pick your poison. Well, last night's Liberty game, they scored 98 points. All 5 starters were in double figures. So if they're getting this performance out of Double J with Stewie as a 4-5 combo, right? And then you have Fibich at 6'4", can shoot the lights out, good defender. And then you got Natasha Cloud in the backcourt with Sab. Oh, Talbot played a couple of minutes. Messerman is coming. They have Naira Sabali. And then don't sleep on the kid Harrison, who has been healthy for the first time. That had her best performance last game. The Liberty are dangerous, but they're the most dangerous when Double J is on the floor. Speaking of dangerous, did you see what happened last night in the game between Dallas and Seattle? Dallas Wings proceeded to outscore Seattle 53-27 and a second half for, ready for this, an 87-63 win. Paige Beckers was Paige Beckers. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. Continues to do a little bit of it all for the Dallas Wings. But to me, it was the play of Arike Awumbawale. Arike Awumbawale, who had been struggling mightily during the course of the year, scoring 20 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists, and 4 made threes. You got to remember, folks, this is an Arike Awumbawale that is a big-time scorer in this league. Yeah, she's getting you 16 points, but the last 2 games before that, she gave you a combined 11. This is an interesting time for the Dallas Wings. The Dallas Wings, folks, have the toughest schedule left to go in the WNBA. And they could be trending themselves to possibly win the WNBA lottery. Remember, it is the teams that didn't make it, the 5 that don't make it, go into the lottery. And it's going to be extremely interesting to watch how the lottery does unfold this year with Dallas. Right now, Los Angeles is going to be the lottery. They don't own their pick. It goes to Seattle. Chicago is probably going to be in the out lottery. Guess what? Their pick goes to Minnesota. And the worst team of it all, Connecticut's first-round pick, goes to the Sky in the Marina Mabry deal. Simply put, Dallas has one bookend and Paige Beckers. What they don't have, and I know they got the kid from China, is they don't have a pivot. And the person most likely to go number 1 in the WNBA draft in 2026 is the 6'7 center Lauren Betts out of UCLA. Could you imagine Paige and Lauren Betts together? Lord have mercy. Coming up next, we're going to get into our award tour as we're going to look at odds for teams to make the Eastern Conference playoffs. Remember, this is teams to make the final 8, not to make the play-in. So we'll take a look at that on our award tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 169. It's time to get into our award tour as we break down the future markets of the NBA. We've gone through who we thought were going to win the division in the Eastern or Western Conference. So now I thought it was a good time to look at who we think are going to make the playoffs. Well, today we'll do the East. Next week we'll do the West. I want people to understand this. I have not looked at the lines. I know who I think is making the playoffs. I know who I think may be better or worse than people expect. But my producer, Matt George, has hid this from me until now. So here are the odds to make the Eastern Conference playoffs. Leading off, we'll just go in alphabetical order. Atlanta minus 650, yes, plus 390, no. Boston minus 290, yes, plus 205, no. Brooklyn, don't even worry about it. Charlotte, why are we asking? Chicago, same thing. Cleveland, they're going to make it. Detroit's going to make it. So let's not even get into this in regards to all the odds because I'm going to take up the whole segment giving you the yes or no. Make sure you go look around. Barry's Sportsbook will have prices up. But this is just a general of what the sportsbooks have out to make the playoffs. So and looking at that, to me, when you look at New York and when you look at the East, there's five teams that are definitely going to make the playoffs. I'm very comfortable right now saying right now. That's New York, Cleveland, Orlando, ready, Detroit, and Atlanta. So if you look at even Detroit being a minus 440, that tells you you think they're going to make it, right? When you look at Atlanta, Atlanta's at minus 650 because of the addition they made. They're going to make it. So now let's get into what I call like the maybes, right? So that's basically five teams, three spots. Indiana, Milwaukee, Boston, Miami, Philadelphia. So where is there the value? Where can you go and hit on one of these teams to make it or miss it? Now, I personally think Boston is going to make it, right? That's six, right? So now it comes down to the play-in tournament. So Indiana, Milwaukee, Miami, Philadelphia. Folks, I think Philadelphia is going to find a way to make the playoffs. I think they may be better than people think. So, obviously, that's no value for us at minus 210. Miami becomes interesting because Miami right now is plus 116, yes. Minus 154, no. I think the Heat are in trouble. They can't get anyone to go play for them, which is crazy. They missed out on Damian Lillard. So, if you want to look at Miami at minus 154 to miss the playoffs, I would not be mad at you. Indiana, Milwaukee. Folks, I am fading. I am fading Milwaukee. Plus 174 for them to not make the playoffs. Here's why. I got this feeling that it's going to get ugly with Giannis. Giannis will never come out publicly, not now, and say that he wants out. But in my opinion, you look at that Central Division with Cleveland, with Detroit, right? With Indiana, with Milwaukee, right? I'm blanking on the 15. Indiana. Right now, I can tell you, in my opinion, that Chicago's better, and I think Detroit's better. Now you're three. I'm going to trust Rick Carlisle. I know they lost Miles Turner. And I know Tyrese Halliburton is a huge loss. But Pascal could step up and be the primary ball handler at times. T.J. McConnell, we know, is no slouch. They still have Naismith. They still have Nembhard. I thought Bennedict Mathurin emerged in the NBA Finals. So I'm banking on them. So right then and there, I have them fourth in their division. When you think about the Southeast and the Atlantic, both divisions have two teams in it that are not going to be very good. Start off in the Atlantic. New York, Philadelphia, who I'm a lot higher on than other people are. Maybe look at the win total over for Philadelphia. I think they're going to be really good. Because I think I just have this feeling Joel Embiid's going to be really, really focused and motivated. And Boston is just too good because I know what they've lost, but it's about what they still have that I think makes them good enough. If those three are there, Toronto and Brooklyn. Brooklyn's going to be awful. And so and Toronto's going to be interesting. I'm going to bring them up in a second. It's the flip side also in the Southeast with having Charlotte in your division and Washington. Washington, I think, is going to be the worst team in the league. I don't care what happens. They already bought out Smart. I'm waiting for them to buy out everybody else. McCollum, Middleton, Olenek. Because they're going to play the young guys. It's about Koulibaly. It's about Sarr. It's about Bud Carrington, right? It's about Trey Johnson. It's about the young guys there in Washington. But even Chicago has got Bezelis. They got Kobe White. Like, they got things there. And I think they're better than Brooklyn. I think they're better than Toronto. I think they're better than Charlotte, and I think they're better than Washington. Because of also the fact of that in the division, I can't bank on Milwaukee. But if you're going to say to me, Coach, give me a team that's not in your top 10, that can get into the top 10 and maybe sneak their way into the playoffs, it's Toronto at plus 140. Quickly, Barrett, Barnes, B.I., Poeltl, starting lineup. If that group stays healthy and Grady Dick is a sixth man, now Baz, you off the bench, and Radakovich is a good coach, that's not terrible, folks. So to me, maybe the way to play Toronto is Toronto to make the play-in tournament. Coming up next, we'll get into our scouting report. There are a couple of games in the WNBA. We'll preview them for Thursday night. The Aces and the Indiana Fever, and other matchups, including the Sparks and the Sun. We'll be back with our scouting report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 169, and it's time to get an end our episode with our scouting report as we break down games in the WNBA. Three games in the WNBA slate. Let's kind of slow play it as these games are being played. Let's start chronologically with the first game of the night, and that is Asia Wilson and the Las Vegas Aces taking on Kelsey Mitchell and the Indiana Fever. When you kind of look at this matchup right now, you do have the Aces favored by about 3.5 points, give or take. Over and it's kind of looking at about 162.5. It's interesting, folks, because the Fever, the first time they lost Caitlin Clark, they played well in spots. The last two games that they hadn't have Caitlin Clark after she got hurt against Connecticut was a back-to-back game against the Liberty right before the All-Star break, and then the first game out of the All-Star break. And they played well, but they've given up a ton of points. So when you look at this matchup here, and you look at the over-under where it is as 162.5, I think the thing you need to be looking at is the Aces team total. Now, if you've started to find that you can get this at -155 on the money line, I would take the Aces, and even our edge predictions with Sports Grid does have the Aces should win by about 2 points, right? So to me, that's what you'll be looking at when you go there. When you get into the matchup of who you want to look at to score, you know, or any kind of props you're looking at, I think Asia Wilson's got to be the key here in the catalyst. You're going to probably find Asia Wilson's scoring at about 23.5. It's probably her prop. If that is what it is, Indiana's not scoring defensively. I don't think Natasha Howard can check her. I know she's only hit at about 35, 36% of the time, but I still think that's a case of where Asia can get busy. So we'll look at Las Vegas, team total over. If you can get it at 2.5 or get the money line down to about 160, 155, I would go ahead and take that. And then look at Asia Wilson in regards to our points prop. Let's hit the game number two. The Rika Hamby and the LA Sparks head to take on Tina Charles and the Connecticut Sun. Now, the interesting thing about this game, folks, is you're going to see lines of about 6 or so points over under about 167, give or take. What I find interesting in this matchup is, to be honest with you, is I think I like the Sparks in this matchup. I just can't get behind Connecticut, particularly if Marina Mabry is out. And that's something that we won't know closer to the game. So I make sure you check out my scouting report on the Sports Grid app, which will probably I'll get into that particularly, and I'll have a little bit better lean. But to me, the play you should be looking at is probably Derica Hamby over 7.5 rebounds. Derica Hamby last game, her over-under in rebounds was 6.5. Derica Hamby got 14 rebounds. And this is one of the better rebounders in the WNBA. And she's also has to deal with keeping Tina Charles off the boards. So because they guard each other, and I know Tina can go on the outside, but she likes to do herself in the pivot, I think you need to be looking at Derica Hamby over 7.5 rebounds, give or take, if that's what the numbers are on sports books. And it's a little bit tight here. That's going to be a live play. Last game on the docket, Seattle versus Chicago. Folks, I can't figure out Seattle. I can't. The last two losses have been absolutely maddening to the Mystics before the All-Star break, and then what happened when they got both raced by Dallas, getting outscored 53-27. But y'all know where I'm going with this. Y'all already know, and the predictor for Sports Grid says that they have it right now as a 5-point win for, obviously, the Seattle Storm. Lines are out. You're looking at about 8.5, so it's heavily juiced, and it's a big spread. So where do you go? Just take the Seattle team total over, because Chicago's defense is god awful. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for July 23rd. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, Matty George, who always does a great job, I always want to thank you for listening. And please remember, folks, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.